This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. Sound the gifting panic alarm. We've all been there. You need to find the perfect gift. You have absolutely zero ideas, and you don't know where to start. Relax. Now you can use Gift Mode on Etsy. Gift Mode takes the stress out of gifting, so you can find the perfect item for anyone and any occasion. Just answer a few short questions about who you're shopping for and what they like, and Gift Mode gives you curated gift ideas based on hundreds of personas. Imagine pages of artisan espresso mugs for the coffee connoisseur in your life. Or for the pickleballer, customized paddle covers in every shade imaginable. Etsy's got you covered. Need to find the perfect gift? Don't panic. Try Gift Mode on Etsy now.
House vote on President Biden impeachment inquiry.
The resolution is adopted.
Hunter Biden defends his dad.
My father was not financially involved in my business.
Fed news Wall Street investors like.
We decided to leave our policy interest rate unchanged.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Jennifer Kuiper in the Republican-led House.
On this vote, the yeas are 221 and the nays are 212.
The vote formalizes an impeachment inquiry into the business dealings of President Biden and his family members. CBS's Scott McFarlane.
The impeachment inquiry itself is an important procedural step, not just for its symbolism and the way it gives Republicans a chance to use the word impeachment and Biden in the same sentence, but because it provides a stronger foundation for the things they want to do, to issue the subpoenas, to seek the interviews, to be investigators. It's more solid ground to proceed with a wider investigation.
President Biden calls today's vote a Republican stunt and says Americans need their leaders in Congress to take action on important priorities for the nation and world. Hunter Biden, who has defied a congressional subpoena to appear privately for a deposition before Republican investigators looking into his business dealings, says of the House's inquiry into his father.
In the depths of my addiction, I was extremely irresponsible with my finances. But to suggest that as grounds for an impeachment inquiry is beyond the absurd. It's shameless.
The president's son defended himself against years of attacks by Republicans and said his father has had no financial involvement in his business affairs. For a third straight time, the Federal Reserve has left its key interest rate unchanged. Fed Chair Jerome Powell.
We are seeing strong growth that appears to be moderating. We're seeing a labor market that is coming back into balance by so many measures, and we're seeing inflation making real progress. These are the things we've been wanting to see.
Investors like the news. The Dow piled on more than 500 points, jumping to a record high close above 37,000. The Nasdaq surged 201 points. The Supreme Court agrees to hear two cases, one involving a dispute over mifepristone, a common drug used for abortion procedures. It will also hear a challenge to an appellate ruling on a charge against three defendants accused of obstruction of an official proceeding on January 6th. CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
This case would have a huge impact in the cases of over 300 people who were either sentenced to prison or pleaded guilty to obstructing the certification of the electoral count vote in Congress. Some of the people who are in prison were found guilty only of this count. The Supreme Court could very well overturn all of those convictions.
Wholesale inflation in the U.S. slowed further last month. Now this.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Smoke from Israeli explosions filled the sky over North and South Gaza. CBS's Robert Berger in Jerusalem says Israel has announced combat losses.
It's a somber day here in Israel as 9 soldiers were killed in a single incident in Gaza City. The army says 4 soldiers were ambushed by Hamas gunmen when they stormed into a house. And when a rescue unit went in, they were blown up by a bomb. So it's a staggering loss for the Israeli army.
Meantime, in Gaza City, a humanitarian catastrophe worsens. A Detroit man has been charged with murder in the October killing of a synagogue leader. Authorities say 40-year-old Samantha Wohl, who was found dead outside of her Detroit home, was killed by a stranger who had broken into the place. Investigators believe she was attacked inside her home by Michael Jackson Bolanos. He's charged with murder and 2 other crimes. Police say there is no evidence that anti-Semitism had a role. You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup. A historic agreement reached at the COP28 climate summit, CBS's Ben Tracy.
For the first time in nearly 30 years of international climate talks, nations have agreed to transition away from fossil fuels. Emissions from coal, oil, and gas are rapidly warming the planet and the main driver of human-caused climate change. Many nations actually wanted stronger language calling for a complete phase-out of fossil fuels, but oil-producing countries such as Saudi Arabia oppose that. The agreement at COP28 also calls for tripling renewable energy worldwide by 2030. Ben Tracy, CBS News, Los Angeles.
A posthumous honor, the Congressional Gold Medal for MLB player, civil rights activist, and World War II vet Larry Doby. Senator Sherrod Brown of Ohio says of Doby and Frank Robinson.
For Robinson and for Doby and the men who followed, the hard part wasn't just getting to the majors. It was proving every day that they deserved to wear the same jersey and be in the same field.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
A family tragedy in coastal southeastern Virginia, CBS's Jim Krasula explains.
Police in Hampton, Virginia are working to find out how a 2-year-old girl was able to get a gun and fatally shoot herself in an apartment complex. Alex Jung is a neighbor.
Exactly how was that possible?
Alicia Curry is another neighbor.
You're going to own a gun, going to own a firearm, and your rifle, whatever, put it up in a lockbox. It could have been prevented. It's senseless.
Police are still deciding whether criminal charges will be filed in connection with the little girl's death. Jim Krasula, CBS News.
Apple is now requiring that U.S. law enforcement agencies get a court order for information on its customers' push notifications. Those are the alerts iPhone apps send users that can reveal a lot about their online activity. The policy shift was not formally announced, but rather appeared in an updated version of law enforcement guidelines posted online by Apple. That's the World News Roundup Late Edition for December 13th, 2023. I'm Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
We're in Rome to meet Pope Francis for a rare, wide-ranging interview.
Do you like when you are called the people's pope?
El Papa de la gente.
It is very important to talk about the future. You have called for a ceasefire. Can you help negotiate peace?
Join us for our special hour with His Holiness on CBS.
Pope Francis the First, a CBS News primetime special, tomorrow on CBS and streaming on Paramount+.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary and it's not boring. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and maybe more importantly, on your life. I'm going to be your financial coach, someone who brings common sense and an insider's perspective on how to manage your money and your emotions. And I promise we are going to have a little bit of fun along the way. Have a question from retirement to career changes to college funding? Just send us an email at askjill@jillonmoney.com. follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.
Hi, it's Stephen Colbert, and I'm here to tell you about The Late Show Pod Show, which is the podcast of The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert. And I'm here with my producer of the podcast, Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi, Stephen.
So what do people get when they listen to The Late Show Pod Show? Let's sell this thing.
The extended moments, for sure, because we run out of time for broadcast, but we have plenty of time on the podcast.
It's kind of like being a live audience member of the show, because you get things that no one else hears. Listen to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert wherever you get your podcasts.